I'm at the Balmoral Show this morning, where the Northern Ireland Assembly and Business Trust have just hosted a business breakfast. Today's event was attended by over 120 leading business representatives and was organised to highlight the importance of the agri-food industry to the Northern Ireland economy. I'm with the First Minister, Peter Robinson, MLA, one of the guest speakers at this morning's event. First Minister, the current economic climate has brought about a number of challenges to the agri-food industry. If there was one key message you could give to business members here today, what would that be?
Well, I think that people are looking towards the potential and the opportunities that there are for the agri-food sector. I think those are massive. You've heard during the course of today the view that there is the potential of up to a 40% increase, and that's, you know, over 10,000 jobs for the sector. So I think there needs to be a better relationship between the Department of Agriculture and DETE. Somehow agri-food seems to fit somewhere in the middle of the two and perhaps isn't getting the best attention from either. So I think there is some joined up work to be done to boost the centre and to encourage it. The potential for export is great. And that, of course, from an economic point of view, greatly helps our GVA.
Thank you, First Minister. I'm with Patsy McGlone, MLA. Patsy, you represent a largely rural constituency. How do you think the Northern Ireland Assembly and Business Trust can help support the work of rural food industries?
Well, I think events such as this are very, very important, where you bring people together from the industries and listen to them, because the committee structures and the likes of that, while it's good at Stormont, it's good for scrutiny, but it doesn't give you the opportunity to actually listen to people one-on-one, hear what their issues are, hear what their problems are, hear what the solutions are to those problems. So that's the big thing about an event like this.
Thanks very much, Patsy, for speaking to me today. Turning now to Tony O'Neill, Managing Director of Acain Poultry and Northern Ireland, an Assembly and Business Trust member. Tony, you spoke today about the need for leaders in the agri-food sector to work more closely with the Assembly. How do you think this can be achieved?
I think this has two elements to it. I think people in business should engage with the business trust. It helps build relationships with the local executive and obviously work with us in NIFTA, who will actively work with the Assembly to build our strategy going forward.
Thank you very much, Tony, for speaking to me today.